This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So we're jam-packed today.
Yeah.
Because we've got Anita Marks coming up in about 15 minutes, and then Matthew Berry, the talented Mr. Roto, at 1:30 today. So
2:30.
He's not till I'm sorry, 2:30, right. So 2:15 and 2:30, that's coming up for you. Hey, let's do the Grubhub password. So if you're not aware of this bit, I have an addiction to Grubhub, or have had one. And I finally had it. I said, that's it. I'm going to change my password to something that I can't remember, so I will never use Grubhub again. And John Ireland steps in. And John says, you know what? I'll create a new password for you. Then you can try to figure out what it is. And the bit was born.
Yeah, and that was 3 to 4 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And you've asked, so the way we've decided to let Mace figure this out is he gets to ask one yes or no question, and then he can guess if he has a guess. And you've asked probably 15 to 20 of them now?
Yeah, I asked about dogs, Venice, Juan, Jacob Imrani, the show, the station, Halloween, and the NFL, Toledo, donuts, my family, vacation, weed, Lakers, food, something to do with technology, all that stuff, and everything has gotten a no.
Right. Now, how are you feeling about today?
Terrible.
Really?
Yeah,
because
terrible.
I think you're going to get it this week, which means you got to get it either today or tomorrow.
I think there is no chance I get it. I don't think I'm even close to it.
Okay.
I don't even think I'm in the ballpark.
Okay. Do you have a question?
Yes. Does it have something to do, I haven't asked this, with the Dodgers?
No.
Oh, God. We have a studio audience now. We have a laugh track.
Your guesses are so bad.
Episode of Married with Children.
Bergman, are you surprised that he hasn't gotten closer?
Honestly, I'm shocked. I'm legitimately shocked. It's not hard.
You say I say it all the time
all
on
the
air.
You've said it this week.
Yep.
Listeners, if you have any ideas.
No.
What?
Do not try and get the listeners. Because I think
these are my people. You don't do the mafia. I do the mafia. These are
I
my
think
mafia
the listeners
people.
Will figure it out.
No, you know
you're
what?
They're going to be so mad.
You know what a lot of the listeners thought? They thought it was the word password.
Oh, that would have been good.
That's why I asked yesterday if it has anything to do with technology, but that wasn't it. I've got no
all right.
Guess.
So all right, you can try again tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll try again.
It's just shocking. It really is shocking.
Is it obvious? Am I going to kick myself out?
You're going to hate yourself.
You know what it is too, Horry?
Maybe.
No, he doesn't. I haven't told him.
All
okay.
Right. I also play don't
along,
know.
No, I'm not playing along. I'm not playing along with that. Because then Ireland will get mad at me for telling somebody else. It's between me and Ireland.
Jeez. So last night I watched this show called Murderville. Have you ever heard of this show called Murderville? So it's a Will Arnett show. You've seen it, Tyler?
Yeah, I've seen a couple, yeah.
Will Arnett show. And the idea is it's a police procedural. But they have a guest star come on every week to be a new detective to participate in a case. And that celebrity that comes in doesn't know anything about the case and has to figure out who the murderer is. So it's 100% ad lib. It's so damn funny with Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah, everybody else is in on it, right?
Everybody else is in
on
the joke.
It's like Truman Show, except Marshawn Lynch is a real person.
Marshawn Lynch is a real person. He's just trying to feel it along. He's ad-libbing everything. Funniest damn thing, Marshawn Lynch, I've watched him with a bunch of people, Conan O'Brien and a bunch of other actors. Marshawn Lynch, by far the best to me.
He's great.
Yeah, he made me laugh nonstop. So it's called Murderville. It's on Netflix. Check it out. Apparently the show's has been out for a while.
Yeah, it's Will Arnett.
Will Arnett.
So if you've seen like the Lego show, he hosts the Lego show. He's the voice of Batman in the Lego movie.
We know who Will Arnett is. We're not dummies. We watch Saturday Night Live.
I would never speak on
Well, he was never on Saturday Night Live.
Will Arnett?
Correct. I don't think he was ever on that.
Will Arnett was on Saturday Night Live,
wasn't
he?
His wife was. Amy Poehler was.
Oh, I didn't realize. So
Will
Arnett
was
never
a cast member on SNL.
He also didn't know they were married.
Well, I guess I am dumb. Oh, that's annoying.
I think if you ask Will Arnett what most people know him from, it's probably from Arrested Development.
Weirdly, I know him from Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, which he's never been on.
Yeah, he's never been on. All right, so relationships are challenging for everybody. You're in a relationship, right? We're all in relationships, friendship relationships.
Speak for yourself.
Love relationships. Bergman has no relationships.
One heiress away, Bergman.
One away.
One heiress away.
One.
So this writer named Claire DeLune, John, you found this story. She writes for The Guardian. Mm-hmm. And she says that no relationship is worth being miserable for. And she essentially says that the relationship between the Lakers and Russell Westbrook is sour and there's no reason to stay in it because you shouldn't stay in a bad relationship. I'm summarizing.
Right.
The present day Lakers are, to put it in plain English, a mess. Placing the blame for that squarely on the shoulders of the mercurial Westbrook is woefully reductive and certainly doesn't tell the full story. For starters, Lakers general manager Rob Pelinka just got a contract extension, which is somewhat puzzling given his less than stellar success rate in the years since the team's 2020 championship. Blah, blah, blah. But Westbrook's $47 million salary has certainly encumbered the team, limited any functional ability to build around top-tier superstars. Directly or indirectly, Westbrook finds himself at the crux of the issue. It's fair to say that this is not, even though Westbrook has slid really well into this role as fifth man, even though I do not blame him for a 3-10 start, he hasn't missed a game. He's been out there. It's still a relationship. Every time I hear Russ sing,
yeah, he's
Beyonce,
only missed one. By the way,
you can't break my soul. You know that. He apparently came into a press conference singing that last week. Relationships are hard, and it's hard to cut ties with somebody who you're just not getting along with.
True, but here's where I would disagree with
Claire DeLune.
Claire, I think that this, if she wrote this column in the off season, that I would agree with most of it. But Westbrook, I know this sounds crazy, kind of been our best player over the past 2 weeks. He's doing everything right. I mean, Anthony Davis was the best player last Friday or last Sunday.
Yeah.
But Westbrook has been great since he's been coming off the bench. I don't think the relationship right now is broken. It was. Since they moved him to the bench, hasn't he been, for lack of a better phrase, kind of a nice surprise?
Yeah, I mean, you could make the case, and you're right, if Claire DeLune, whoever this person is, wrote this piece during the summer, you'd say, yeah, I get that. Yeah, relationship's not working. But it is, right now, a little bit like blaming the wrong element of this team. You can point fingers at a lot of places, but I don't think Westbrook is the reason. She reports that when they lost to the Kings last Friday night, LeBron buried his head in his hands in consternation, and a fan behind her yelled, "Trade the effing picks." There is a lot of that. Do you think there's more trade the effing picks, or is there more let's just rebuild it?
Well, any move the Lakers make, Russ gets tied to, because if you're going to bring in another big name, you need his salary to go out. So that's why he's tied to any big move that you hear. But having said that, I don't think the Lakers are in a huge hurry to trade these picks. Don't you think that if the Miles Turner, Buddy Hield thing was going to happen, it would have happened by now?
Well, I mean, everybody said 20 games after 20 games. We're after 13 games now.
Yeah, I think they want to. I heard somebody say they want to get a look at what they've got with Schroeder and Thomas Bryant, and they're both expected
playing tomorrow night, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe we will get some answers. These next 7 games, Mace, are not hard. All right? They should get some wins in here. And if they don't, if they just spiral to the bottom, then I think you might have to do something.
Well, let's play the game. Yeah, let's do the schedule game.
Okay, Detroit, they have a worse record than the Lakers.
Yeah,
tomorrow night.
They should beat Detroit.
All right, San Antonio, who appears to be tanking, but who knows?
They should beat San Antonio.
Are in on Sunday. Then they play at Phoenix on Tuesday. That's probably a loss.
Yeah.
But then two games against San Antonio, Friday and Saturday.
I'll give them a split.
Okay.
Win one, lose one.
Indiana on Monday.
Not very good.
Portland on Wednesday.
Should be a win, and they're not very good either.
Yeah. So there you go.
So if they go 5-2 over this stretch, that would
then
be.
Then I think you've turned a corner.
Yeah, then that would make them 8-12 if they go 5-2 over that stretch.
Yeah, which you can live with. I mean, that they're only one loss behind the Warriors.
Well, if you're 8-12, maybe you do move those picks. Or move. By the way, you don't have to move both of them. You could move one of those picks.
Yeah, it depends what's out there, and it depends what other teams want to do.
Yeah,
Mace, I understand what you're trying to do here, but at the same time,
what do you mean? What am I trying? Well, what no, am
because I
trying
you're changing your mind all of a
in
sudden.
In what way?
Look at the teams they're playing. These are the bottom of the
barrel
teams in the NBA.
If they
go
5-2, they'll be 8-12.
Right? Yeah, they'll be 8-12 by beating the worst teams in the NBA.
But they've played
some of
the best
teams.
Greg,
what would
in
you
NBA.
Do? Would you do nothing?
No, I'm still on the same path of what it should be moving forward. We're not going to be good this year. We're not going to be better next year. It's just not.
Boy, aren't you a ray of sunshine?
Well, no, this is what you've been saying for weeks.
You're just
you've been agreeing with me
pail
for weeks.
Full of kittens over there.
You still move Anthony Davis.
Yeah, I do agree on that. I mean, if John, let's say they go 2-5 during this stretch.
Mm-hmm.
And they're 5-15. That's 20 games.
Right.
Then I think you have to start thinking about rebuilding.
And, John, do you really think things are going to randomly change now that Dennis Schroeder and Thomas Bryant are back?
I think they're going to be better. But here's what I would really love to see. Okay, so the last game the Lakers played Sunday, Anthony Davis had 37 points and 18 rebounds. He had 10 offensive rebounds.
Yes, correct.
Okay, which ties a career high in a regular season game. He's only been averaging 8 points a game in the second half, but he had 21 against the Nets, including 15 in the third quarter. And I think all of this ties to his shot selection.
Right.
All but two, he attempted 25 shots. 23 of the 25 were in the paint. And in the three games Davis has grabbed 15 rebounds this year, the Lakers are 3-0.
Okay, so
I think Michael's right. Get his butt next to the basket and tell him to stay there.
Yeah.
Why are we taking shots outside of the paint when you're putting up numbers like that, staying inside the paint?
But the performance needs to be repeatable.
Right.
And that game on Sunday right now looks like an outlier.
Because he's never kept camped out next to the rim like he did on Sunday. Mace, 23 of 25 attempts in the paint. He hasn't had a game like that in 2 years.
Was he double-teamed at all in that game?
Yeah, but they didn't have any size.
Yeah, they weren't doubling, and they weren't doubling
it. They were doubling and a triple him against Sacramento on Friday.
And they shut him down.
Right. See, I would argue that his success in part on Sunday night was because they shot 41% from three. All of a sudden, the three was legit, and Davis had room to move.
I don't think it's a coincidence that he had his best game of the season and 23 of his 25 attempts were in the paint.
No, but is he going to continue? Does he have that temperament? I think that's the question.
Right. Well,
because
we're going to find out.
He's been here for 3 years now, three seasons. Yeah.
They don't have a lot of size in Detroit either. So, I mean, he's got a chance to do this again. Matter of fact, their starting center, Isaiah Stewart, is out with a sprained toe. So, I mean, he should get his butt in the paint and stay there. You know, probably the biggest guy that's going to try and guard him is Marvin Bagley.
Right.
He should be able to destroy him.
So he'll have a couple of good games, John, right? Okay, so he's going to have a couple of good games, but then when he plays real competition and they it could be somebody, like when they play, they're going to have to play Philadelphia at some point.
When they play Phoenix.
Last year when he played against Philadelphia, he dominated Joel Embiid.
When they play Phoenix, Tuesday night?
Yeah,
there's
DeAndre
plenty of teams that have held him out of the paint already this
right,
year. Every other team that they
played. He just doesn't do it every game, John.
Right, so that's what we have to
You're saying he's going to continue doing this.
I'm saying he should continue
parking
to
his
do
ass
this.
In the paint
should.
And attacking.
We've been wanting him to do this for 3 years now.
And then what happens when they don't make threes and everybody sags on Anthony Davis and he doesn't have room to roll?
Well, then you're in trouble. But I think if he stays near the basket it'll help matters. 23 of 25 shots in the paint. Just do that.
It's kind of an outlier.
I don't care if you make them.
It is an outlier at this moment. If it's repeatable, that's great. If it's not repeatable, I think it's an issue of temperament. It is not there. Whatever that is, it is not there. If he doesn't repeat this performance and park his ass in the paint and continue to do damage the way he did.
I don't know why you wouldn't.
Yeah. All right, coming up next for you, our friend Anita Marks is going to be here. Anita is our gambling pro. She always picks against the Rams. And by the way, she's been right a fair amount of the time.
Yeah, easy to do these days.
Yeah. So, Anita, oh, great. We got the laugh track. Anita is coming up next for you, Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Mason and Ireland up on a Thursday. Tons of stuff going on, including Thursday night football. NFL comes back for the week. And we always like to talk to our gambling pro, Anita Marks. Anita, how you doing?
What's up? What's up?
So I
Anita,
got...
I got a weird thought about this game tonight. I know they're favored, but I think the Packers are going to win. I don't know why. I just like the way they played against Dallas. I know the Titans are good. I know the Titans are good on the road. I know the Titans are really well coached. If you had to bet this game tonight, Titans at Packers, who are you taking?
Like you're twisting my arm to gamble?
Yes.
Yes.
Have we met? Have we met? Yeah, I'm with you. I'm on Green Bay here, and I bought the hook down. I bought it down to -2.5, and you could get that at -135. Which, folks listening, you're laying 135 to win 100. I'm also gonna play Green Bay straight up to win, and the under to come in at 41 as a parlay, and you can get that at 2-1. Weather's gonna be brutal. Okay, 20 degrees, 20 mile per hour winds, single digits. And this is where Aaron Rodgers thrives, right? 38 freezing games. He's 28-10 straight up. Tennessee's coming in. They've got a plethora of injuries. Randy Bullock, their field goal kicker as well, is not going to be active tonight. Linebackers, defensive linemen. It's just a complete mess. So the reason I like the under here as well is the Packers are fourth. The Titans are first in slowest pace of play in the NFL. So the Titans under has hit in 6 straight games with an average of 32 points. So
six
weather conditions, weather conditions, how these guys have played, I'm with you with Green Bay, and I really love the under tonight.
Okay, so this is the traditional appearance where Anita Marks picks against the Rams. And by the way, this year...
That's easy to do these days, Anita.
Been a good year to pick against them. They are at New Orleans. They are getting 3.5. We do not. We talked to Sean McVay yesterday. Don't have a firm answer on who's going to play quarterback. Matthew Stafford did practice, but he still may not play down there. Could be Bryce Perkins. Could be John Wolford. Where are you on this game?
Does it really matter if Stafford plays? I mean, he only has, one or fewer touchdowns in each game he's played this season. It's not.
Yeah,
like
I would bet against the Rams every week until they prove me wrong, Anita.
Here's the thing. It's not like Stafford's coming and is lighting it up, and now he doesn't have Cooper Kupp, who got, over 30, I want to say 33% of the target share. So Allen Robinson definitely hasn't done much. Van Jefferson, who's he? To me, I love Higby today. Or on Sunday.
Yeah.
Higby's
going to be the go-to, yeah.
Oh, man. Like, 8 for 8 for 73 yards last. Like, he's going to be a target monster. So if you've got him on your fantasy team, cue him up big time. As for the Saints, everything we're hearing, of course, is that they're going to stick with Andy Dalton. It's no surprise. Listen, Andy has that locker room. And I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with Jameis Winston, but that locker room is all about the Red Rocket. So it's going to be more Andy Dalton. Kamara has not been, he's only averaging 3.4 yards per carry for whatever reason, has not been a big part of the passing attack as well. I like the under here, guys. I'm not playing a side. I don't like either of these teams. With Cooper Kupp not active, as I like to call it, active and attractive, I'm going under 38.5 points. That's my play in this match.
By the way, I also don't like either one of these teams at the moment, including my Rams.
Okay, so Anita, there's a game at SoFi on Sunday. It's the Sunday night game, Chiefs-Chargers.
Woohoo!
It seems to me that this spread is too low. Right now, if you bet it, Chiefs and you lay 5. I would take the Chiefs if I only have to lay 5. What do you think?
Okay, so my play is the over. It's sitting at 50.5. That's my play, okay? The Chargers, they're getting better. They're getting healthier on the offensive side of the ball, right? Like expecting Keenan Allen and Mike Williams to get back. But they just now more injuries on that defensive line. They only have 4 healthy defensive linemen. Not a good recipe when you're going up against the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes, the most explosive offense in the NFL. Get this. Patrick Mahomes has 18 passing touchdowns inside the 10. Mm. The next closest quarterback in the NFL has only 10. Just marinating that for a minute. So yeah. I think KC is just going to be able to pass all over them. I know that Juju and Hartman are not supposed to play, but watch out for Kadarius Toney. In fact, Travis Kelce came out today and said, how did he get out of the Giants organization? How'd they let him out of the building? Well, they let him out because he wasn't willing to play. He was faking a hamstring injury.
Right.
But that's a whole nother story for a whole nother show.
Yeah.
I think the play here is the over. I think, like I said, the Chargers getting healthier on the offensive side of the ball. Kansas City's biggest weakness is running backs in the passing game. That's Eckler's wheelhouse. He's got 10 touchdowns on the season. I think it's going to be an offensive explosion on Sunday night. Great. And
I love that. On top of everything else, he's my fantasy quarterback. He is a great pleasure to have on a fantasy team. I'll tell you that much.
Hey, Anita, there's no way you would bet on the Raiders for any reason, right?
I saw a story today. Russell Wilson is calling out audibles that they don't have in Seattle, but they don't have in Denver. He seems very confused.
Listen, I'm the biggest mush. I cry over everything, but I am not going to bet on a team where a quarterback stands up at the podium and cries because.
Oh yeah.
And listen, I am the biggest. I cry over everything.
Yep.
So I'm not judging. And I actually love Derek Carr. I think Derek Carr needs out of Vegas. Derek Carr needs another team. I actually believe in Derek Carr as a quarterback in the NFL. I just think his time is over.
Okay.
Sin City.
Anita, if you had to bet on the USC UCLA game at the Rose Bowl on Saturday, who are you taking?
It's so funny when you, if I had to, dude, yeah. I gamble on everything.
Okay,
so,
good. What are you doing for that game?
You're so funny. I'm all about the over here as well. What's so great about this matchup is that USC and what they do offensively is what UCLA struggles with. And they are not good against mobile quarterbacks. Their linebackers can't cover. Arizona put up 34 against them, right?
Yeah.
And then what UCLA does well, you know, USC doesn't defensively just absolutely stinks. 97th in the country rushing defense going up against the best in Zach Charbonnet, which, by the way, hopefully you guys played the over in rushing yards last week. I'm back at it again. So here's how I'm playing this. I love the over in this matchup. Zach over 127.5 rushing yards. He's going to get that in the first half. And then Caleb Williams over 2.5 touchdowns, as well as over 322.5 passing yards. I think these two dudes are going to be the elixir, and I think a ton of points. USC, I think alone, could put up 60. on Saturday.
Yeah, I agree.
Wow, hang a 60 spot. Wow.
I think
like
so.
That.
Why not?
Well,
UCLA
that.
Did it to them last year. UCLA put 62 on them last
62
year.
62 to 33 last
yeah.
year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, last thing here for you. We're excited about the World Cup starting on Sunday. We all have teams. We drafted teams. So Ireland has Brazil.
That's fun.
Ireland has Brazil. Jorge has Argentina. Bergman has Spain. And I made a trade. Lindsay originally took England. I traded France for England because my my partner's stepdad is a Brit. So I'm on England. Are any of us, do you think, right? Or how do you bet on the World Cup?
At the end of the day, Brazil, these players were playing soccer in the womb. I mean, it's in their DNA. So for me, it's Brazil. If Brazil doesn't win, I do like Spain. You could actually, so you could bet that Brazil's going to win at plus 350. You could bet that Brazil or Spain are going to win at plus 225. I love Uruguay, by the way, coming out of Group H. Love Uruguay. I think we're going to fall in love with this team at plus 125. Also, I think Denmark can surprise France.
All the Danes, look out.
Yep, I got Denmark 1, France 2 coming out of Group D, and you could get that at 3-1. And
what do you got the U.S. doing?
I got the United States qualifying, okay?
Yep.
And you could get that at minus 110, okay? But I do have them losing out in the round of 16, and you could actually wager that that's exactly how far they're going to advance at 2-1, which, by the way, Sunday kicks off the World Cup, 11 a.m., at least here, my time, Eastern time on the right coast. And so I like Ecuador to win and the under at 2.5 goals. So it's a win in an under parlay at 3-1. And then on Monday, as we know, the U.S. is taking on Wales, and I like the under in that matchup as well at 2.5.
Okay. Anita, is Bet LA on tonight?
No, we were on last night. Thanks for tuning in. Appreciate
sorry,
it, guys.
I missed you last night. They never,
Tyler,
tell me when you're on.
Get on these guys.
Yeah.
Tyler, what's
I don't
up,
know
man?
What to tell you. They're not checked in.
Man, and let me tell you, I felt like last night, I felt like yesterday was our best show. We had like 6 guests.
Oh, no.
We had Bill Conley on breaking down USC, UCLA.
Shoot.
We had Rob Demoski breaking down the Thursday night game.
Is it? But I'll go listen to the podcast.
Yeah, I
yeah.
do.
And by the way, Anita Marks and Bet LA is brought to you by Teza. And I usually, in fact, I reached out to you, and Teza sent me a whole bunch of packages, and I absolutely love it. It's describe it. It's like these pouches.
It's a little pouch. You put it between your cheek and your gum. And you could use it in two ways. Number one, you need that little pick-me-up maybe in the morning, midday around 2 o'clock when you start feeling a little sluggish. Boy, boom, within 15 minutes, man, you are awake, you're focused, you're energized, you feel great. Comes in 7 different flavors. And then when you get home at night, maybe you're, you've been going, maybe you're a little wired, a little wound tight, you want to relax. You want to get to bed early.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you could, again, pop a Teza. And within 15 to 20 minutes, boy, you feel good. You feel
all
relaxed.
Right.
Yeah.
Anita,
like you just had a bottle of wine.
Anita, you're wired. You need one of those right now. Hey, thanks for coming on as always, Anita. Appreciate
it. Good luck this week, guys.
There's bye-bye. Anita Marks. Coming up next for you, Matthew Berry, the talented Mr. Roto, Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. Okay, we're expecting Matthew Berry any minute here. I lost Cooper Kupp on my fantasy team, John. That really puts a...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Most of you listening right now are probably multitasking. Yep, while you're listening to me talk, you're probably also driving, cleaning, exercising, or maybe even grocery shopping. But if you're not in some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you can be doing right now. Getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy, and you could save money by doing it right from your phone. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Dent in my opportunity
Although,
to win.
We played each other this week.
Yeah.
And you got lucky. Tyreek Hill is on a bye.
Oh, nice. That's helpful.
So that's the great equalizer.
Now, I'll ask Matthew, but I picked up Cole Kmet, and I'm going to start him. Cole Kmet from the Bears. Justin Fields seems to, he's had 5 touchdowns in 3 weeks. So I'm going to roll with Cole.
Okay.
Try it anyway. No, Matthew? Okay.
We're trying to get him.
We're trying to get him. We will ultimately catch up to Matthew. In the meantime, I want to ask you, John, well, let's do this because my alma mater is Bowling Green State University, as you guys know.
Oh, great.
And Bowling Green, our arch rival was always Toledo. And the other night, what night was this, John?
2 nights ago, Tuesday night.
2 nights ago, our friend Paul McDonald, his son, is it Matt?
Right.
Matt McDonald ended the game with Toledo this way.
We get to Lawler's season high. From the 42 on 3rd and 10. And Hines nearly got home again. McDonald runs away, has it complete, and there goes Keith into field goal range with the first down, off a tackle, end zone! This is Maction!
Absolutely unbelievable.
That's cool.
So, yeah, and so Matt, who grew up in Southern California and started at Boston College and then this year transferred to Bowling Green, they opened their season at UCLA. Remember that was the game
he
blew off?
I blew that
and
game
so
off.
And so now that he had his great moment.
His big moment. That's awesome. That's awesome. Good for him. That's fun. And I know back there it's a big deal. By the way, the announcers, I don't know who's calling this, but don't the announcers sound like small town announcers?
Yeah. And Maction is a thing that he was just trying to get on a promo reel. That's what they say about the Mac.
Oh.
This is Maction.
Maction. I don't think that's going to catch on at all.
Apparently not.
No. This is pretty cool. So let me hit the Seinfeld. There you go. A fan last week bet on the Cardinals defense to score a touchdown against the Rams. And I was there. I saw this play. Almost did. Refs blew the play dead. And the fan wound up relaying the story to J.J. Watt. J.J. Watt felt like the whistle should not have been blown, that Arizona should have scored a defensive touchdown. And because J.J. Watt felt the guy got screwed, he paid the bet. J.J. Watt paid him a grand. No, not often. Not often. But it was they blow the whistle really fast now. I don't have necessarily a gigantic issue with that particular play, but they did blow the whistle really fast and couldn't advance the football.
I think most guys, like J.J. Watt's made a lot of money in his career, so that's very nice that he's doing that. But most guys, this guy should take this as a gift horse and run with it.
Most
guys aren't going to pay your bets.
It was only.
But good for J.J.
Only
Watt.
A grand. Yeah, absolutely. It's fantastic.
Only a grand. That's a lot to somebody.
It's a lot.
Grand.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right. So let me, we're working our way towards Matthew, or maybe not. Yeah, we are.
I'll have him shortly.
Okay. Just keep me informed. Keep me updated. Shaq was on TNT earlier this week, and he came up with this interesting theory. I want you to listen to it. He thinks that we have more than one moon. Listen.
Really? I have a new theory. I have a new theory. There's more than one moon.
Oh, no.
But just let me tell you my theory. The other day I was riding past Auburn, as a matter of fact. And the moon was on the left. And I'm going straight, didn't make any turns. And about 20 minutes later, the moon was behind me.
That's because it was moving, fool.
There's more than one moon. And then another 45 seconds, the moon was on my right. It's more than one moon.
Oh, these ridiculous conspiracies. There is not more than one moon.
I think Shaq's goofing around, and this is harmless.
I completely agree. I don't think it's harmful.
There are a lot of people that get worked up over stuff like this.
Really?
Like when you say the world is flat.
Well, that's just dumb.
Because they're history deniers. So there's obviously not more than one moon. Is it a problem that Shaq is putting that out there into the universe, that there's more than one moon? Is he being a fact denier? Is it dangerous in any way?
Here's the way I would view this. This is what we in the business would call a bit. Shaq is doing a bit. One that Chris Morales would be proud of.
Right.
He's just goofing around. People can't take this stuff seriously, right?
Oh,
when Kyrie or anybody says the world is flat, I'm just like, oh, it's just a bit. Just a bit. Earth's not flat. There's only one moon.
Yeah, the problem is that because we live in a political climate now where there are a lot of, shall we say, embellishments, that it's not like saying that there are two moons is not all that far removed from saying the world is flat. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, but did anybody really, when I think it was Kyrie said the world is flat, did anybody actually think, oh, yeah, I agree with Kyrie?
Exactly, yes. There's a clip from PTI running around from 4 years ago where they kill him for being a fact denier. And people get all worked up about that. I don't. I think Shaq's being funny.
I think he's just joking. You're still allowed to tell jokes. I mean, the political climate is what the political climate is.
Right.
But you still got to laugh. You still got to be able to do a gag. I don't think anybody in that show is being particularly serious about things. They're just goofing around.
Right.
It's so four guys goofing.
If anybody comes back at him and gives him a hard time.
All right, we've got some breaking news.
Really?
Joining us next, the talented Mr. Roto, Matthew Berry. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
All right, if you're looking for a car, the number one thing you'll hear right now is, can't get them. We don't have any inventory. Not at Toyota. New vehicles are arriving daily at your Southern California Toyota dealer. Check out the huge selection of cars and trucks like the all-new Tacoma with the great exterior and incredible towing capacity. Or you can test drive the powerful and rugged Tacoma TRD Sport with its durability and proven capability. And right now, you can get an incredible deal on not only the Tacoma TRD Sport, but the full lineup of Toyota cars and trucks. Choose the special lease, low APR, or even get cash back on the Toyota truck you've always wanted. To see all offers on a new Tacoma or to find a dealer near you, visit Toyota.com. We make it easy!
Ladies and gentlemen, joining us right now is the talented Mr. Roto, Matthew Berry. Matthew, how you doing, man?
I am good. I'm excited for week 11, boys. We're at the midway point of the season. We got a couple of weeks. It's kind of win or get in time as we head towards the fantasy playoffs. Life's good.
All right, Matthew, I'm going to start with a weird one today. I have two receivers I'm trying to decide between, and basically one of them plays tonight and one of them plays Monday night. Now, I think you may tell me different, but I think these guys are basically the same. They're not going to win me or lose me the week. The guy I have that's going tonight is Alan Lazard, and the guy I have potentially going Monday is Rondale Moore. I think those guys are kind of a wash. So here's my question. Should I factor in when the game is being played? In other words, I've heard some people say, well, if you've got a guy on Monday, you might want to play him because it saves you a bullet in your holster. Or Thursday night games, sometimes. Do you consider when a game is when you're considering between two players?
I will, but honestly, not from any analytical standpoint. I mean, there's the argument, right? The argument is like sort of like, hey, you want to save it till, you know, go for the Monday night game, give you more options, that kind of stuff. And then the other argument is sort of the same argument that people will make as to why you should go for two, even if, you know, if you're down two scores, you're down like 15 points and you guys score, you go for the two point conversion then as opposed to waiting. And the argument there is basically, hey, figure out what you need, because that way, if you don't get the 2-point conversion, at least now you know, okay, we have to go down, we have to score, or we have to kick an onside, or whatever it is. And right. so there's an argument there. Play Lazard, because then even if he craps out, then at least you know, okay, I've got to swing more for the fences when I set my lineup. Or if he has a big game, then you can be like, okay, I can be more conservative. I need more floor plays than upside plays. So yes, I do consider it a little bit. I will just tell you this, though, in this particular case, and I like Lazard, I do, but I understand what you're saying here. But, Mike, I really like Rondale Moore. Now, Marquise Brown is going to be back on Monday night. It's a tough matchup with San Francisco. But no Zach Ertz in this game. He's done for the year. Zach Ertz has a 21% target share so far this year. So Rondale Moore, who's had like a couple of weeks in a row here, is a top 20 wide receiver,
right?
At least in PPR formats. Now, your guys' league is standard scoring, right?
Yeah, standard scoring, no PPR.
So I think because of that, I think I might go Lazard because I think he's got the better chance at a touchdown.
Okay.
He's been a touchdown machine this year. I know Watson had the big game last week, but generally speaking, Lazard has been who Rodgers looks for when they get in close. And the Titans have the number one run defense in the NFL. So if the Green Bay Packers are going to move the ball tonight, it's going to be through the air. So I think I'd go with Lazard in standard scoring. PPR, I would go with Rondale Moore.
Okay, I want to open the phones, 877-710-ESPN, this or that. You've got a dilemma. Which player should you play? You can also tweet at Venice Mace, at LA Ireland. I've lost, while we queue everybody up, I've lost Cooper Kupp for what I assume is probably more than 4 weeks, the way they're talking right now. So I picked up, and yeah. I'm going to roll with Cole Kmet. I'm going to roll with Cole. He's got, by my count, 5 touchdowns in 3 weeks, seems to have developed rapport with Justin Fields. What do you think of my option?
Yeah, I like it a lot. I'm a big Cole Kmet fan, and I'm with you. I mean, my little Cooper Kupp, I've lost him in a couple of leagues where I need him. You know, I mean, I'm in dynasty league, so it does feel like, you know, he's supposed to be done for 4 weeks, but at the end of the 4 weeks, if the Rams season hasn't gotten better, you know, do they just sort of shut him down for the year or get him ready for next year? So I don't think you can count on seeing Kupp again this year, unfortunately, for fantasy. To your point about Cole Kmet, though, 1,000%. He's developed a real connection with Justin Fields. You love this matchup with the Falcons. Since week 7, no team in the NFL is giving him more passing yards per game than the Atlanta Falcons. So it's just a great matchup here. Fields has really, really turned it around. 180 degrees from the quarterback we saw at the beginning of the year. This week in week 11, Justin Fields is my number one ranked quarterback. So Kmet, who clearly has a connection with Fields, I think is a top 10 fantasy tight end this week, and especially given your scoring, where you guys don't get point, where it's not a PPR scoring, it's just yardage and touchdowns.
Yep,
that's a pretty good bet to get into the end zone this
right,
week.
So roll with Cole. Okay, John, you do the tweets, I'll do the calls. Let's start with Brian on line 2. Hey, Brian, you're on 710. What's your question for Matthew Berry?
Hey, so Matthew, I have DeAndre Swift, 12-team league, full PPR. I have DeAndre Hopkins and Higgins, and I also have Joe Mixon, James Conner, Godwin, and Travis Etienne, just to name a few. Trade deadline's coming up this weekend. Should I freak out and trade DeAndre Swift, or should I hold on to him?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of names you just threw at me, and I don't know, like, sort of, are you in a super flex league, how big your league is, is it a dynasty or a keeper? In general, what I would say about DeAndre Swift is that I think you're trading him at his lowest value right now. Look, he practiced in full today, which is great. Obviously, they've been limiting the snaps in games. Jamal Williams returned to practice today as well. So it looks like it's probably going to be a bit of a committee on the road at the Giants this week. But I think the upside of Swift is greater than whatever you could get in trade. Doesn't sound like you need much help. Sounds like you've got a pretty deep bench on both sides of the ball. But again, you might be in an 18 league for all I know. So in general, I basically would not try to force a trade for Swift unless you really need to, because I think you're selling low on him. The potential of what he can become is greater than probably whatever you'll get back in a trade for Swift right now, and it doesn't sound like you need it.
And Matthew Berry with us. Matthew, this is from Eddie. Aaron Jones or Devin Singletary for an RB2?
Yeah, I get the question. I mean, because again, as we just talked about, Titans are the number one run defense in the NFL. And Singletary, who's gotten at least 50, he's averaging over 15 carries a game for the last 4 games, has a nice matchup against Cleveland. I mean, Cleveland is just brutal against running backs. I will tell you that I have Aaron Jones at 13 and Singletary at 17. So it's really right there. I'm probably still going with Aaron Jones, but I certainly get the question. For me, the difference here is that we know Jones will be involved in the passing game, or at least we expect it, because the Titans are so good against the run. So I'm going to go with Aaron Jones here, but I get the question. And I believe the fact that the Bills-Browns game got moved to Detroit, they're going to play indoors at the Dome, I think that helps the entire Bills offense as opposed to, you know, going through the wind and what sounds like, you know, going to just be awful weather in Buffalo on Sunday.
Okay, let's go to Sean on line three. Hey, Sean, you're on 710. What's up, man?
Hey, guys. Okay, Joshua Palmer or Kadarius Toney?
Yeah, Kadarius Toney is my choice. The expectation here, again, like, what's nice is I don't think you need to make the decision just yet. At that Sunday night game, is the Chiefs play the Chargers on NBC and Peacock. I'm a company man. I don't think Palmer has a lot of value if Keenan Allen and Mike Williams are both active. And right now, it's trending that way. Both guys practiced today. Looks like the Chargers are going to get both guys back. And so I wouldn't love Palmer in that scenario. Meanwhile, just a little while ago, the Chiefs put Mecole Hardman on IR. He's going to miss the next four games. Juju Smith-Schuster has not practiced this week. So we always talk about fantasy success coming from talent and opportunity. No one ever questions Kadarius Toney's talent. The question was opportunity. Given how many mouths the Chiefs have to feed, could he get on the field significantly? With no Mecole Hardman and probably no Juju this week, I think he does play a lot of snaps. He played 44% of them last week. My guess is that increases this week. I'd go with Kadarius Toney, and I don't think it's all that close.
All right, question from Eric. Alan Lazard or Tyler Boyd?
Yeah, Tyler Boyd for me. Pittsburgh is really one of the worst teams in the NFL in terms of defending the slot. They've given up three slot touchdowns in just the last two games alone. So Tyler Boyd is going to have another game without Jamar Chase. They've had 2 weeks to prepare for this Steelers game. I'd go with Tyler Boyd this week.
Okay, last one. Let's go to Brad in Rancho Mission Viejo. That's not a place, is it? Mission
sure
Viejo. Rancho Mission Viejo. Let's go to Brad. You're on 710. What's up, man?
What's going on, fellas?
All's good.
Dan Clemente out here. Hey, quick question. The full PPR league. My flex position. Should I play Damian Pierce or Michael Pittman?
That's a tough one right there. Because I get it. Because normally without Matt Ryan, I'd have been like, you're going with Damian Pierce. But Pittman is so good. Matt Ryan being back is good for Michael Pittman. Ultimately, I'm still going to go with Damian Pierce. It's not a great matchup at home against my suddenly good or at least passable Commanders. But I just think the volume of touches that Damian Pierce gets. Remember, Indianapolis is playing the Eagles this week. Michael Pittman's probably going to see some Darius Slay and James Bradbury. Their corners are really good, especially after being embarrassed on Monday night. So I'm going to go with Damian Pierce just, you know, based on the volume and slightly better matchup.
Are you high or low on James Robinson, Matthew, now that he's been traded to the Jets?
Kind of neither. I'm sort of middle of the pack. Like, I feel like, you know, it's going to be a committee with him and Michael Carter. I prefer Carter a little bit just because of the passing game usage. The positives of James Robinson is he's a good running back, full stop. He's a good running back. They commit to the run. The Jets run the ball pretty well, and they commit to it. And they're coming off the bye. Now, their game's at New England this week, but they've had 2 weeks to prepare for this to get James Robinson more into their offense. So I think he's fine. I think he's a usable flex. But I don't know that I am, super bullish on him or super anti him. I will say that the trade that the Jets helped his fantasy value just because if he'd stayed in Jacksonville, he was literally just going to be Travis Etienne's backup. That is Etienne's backfield.
Okay. I want to let people know Matthew Berry is quite literally everywhere. He is all over Peacock every single day. He has Peacock on Sunday mornings. I watched the Sunday morning show this past week. You've got the podcast. You've got NBC Sports Edge, where you write your love-hate column and all that stuff. You've got the Fantasy Life newsletter. Am I missing anything?
Well, you forgot to mention Football Night in America.
Oh, I forgot.
Football Night in America.
Forgot the biggest thing of all.
Yeah, exactly. So you'll see me pregame before the Chargers-Chiefs game. on Sunday night. But, follow me on all forms of social media at Matthew Berry TMR.
All right, cool. Hey, Matthew, thanks for doing this.
Matthew.
We always appreciate it, man.
Appreciate it, guys.
Bye. There's Matthew Berry, talented Mr. Roto. Coming up next for you, we will jump into Bobcat since we pushed it off there. We'll do a little Bobcat coming up next for you. It is Tyler, our trainer producer, who's going to try Bobcat today. Maybe it will be an improvement.
It just might be good.
Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.